Okay, so I wanted to talk about freaking Sam Bankman, whatever the douchebag idiot. So, I mean, I'm not actually going to talk about him, but I'm going to talk about the thing that he coped, this effective altruism or whatever stupid BS. So, you already know the crypto whatever dude who's going to jail because he did fraud and was just straight up lying the entire time. But, I personally think he's paying for all this because, you know, he probably has enough of money, like, at least the money that he has for now. He has enough to hire all these people to be like, oh, no, trust him. He just wanted to know. Oh, he didn't really know what he was doing. He was just a genius without a cause, you know. He had autism. Come on, guys. He doesn't deserve to go to jail. Come on. He really was trying to do the right thing. Like, shut up. Actually, shut up. I hate when rich people do this BS acting like they're actually doing anything for, like, I plan to donate all my money away once I die. Like, what? How useless of a statement is that? Similar, it's the same exact BS as the people, like, say, George Washington or whatever, who's like, yeah. My slaves will be free once I have died and have no use for them. Then care what happens to them. Like, you are making useless statement. It's just for the lowest common denominator, the idiots of the world, who are like, oh, wow, it does sound good, though. I think he might be all right. Like, if you listen to it, what is effective altruism? It's like, okay, so I'm going to get as rich as possible, because, you know, the best way to help society is not to actually, you know, the people who are actually doing the big moves are the rich. So I plan to become as rich as possible, so then I can actually start using the money to help the world. It's like, okay, you're like, oh, wow, he really does plan to use all his money to help. But then you're like, but when? When is it? When is this supposed to happen? Oh, once he gets enough money to become the rich. Like, you know, he has to get a certain level of rich. It's like, okay, how rich is that, though? It's like, oh, no. I mean, he is a billionaire, but he needs to become even richer, you know, to actually start helping. It's like, this is so stupid. So then I look it up. I go to look it up. Okay, maybe he actually, you know, is saying whatever bullcrap, even though I don't believe it. But, you know, all these people, all these podcasts talking about him, oh, yeah, he really, you know, he believed in this, you know, that's the reason why he started the company, you know, in Yale or whatever freaking BS college he went to. They're like, yeah, he learned this and he created a group of friends, and that was their whole goal. Him and whatever the girl, yeah, they were all about it. And then I look up, okay, what did they do? You know, what kind of stuff they did? He's like, oh, he donated to, he donated to some charities, you know, and he supported the Center of Effective Altruism. He did some money for against malaria. He was in the Open Philanthropy Project, you know. And, you know, he did some donations. Oh, he tried to stop Trump. He also tried to stop Trump. You know, that's a good thing, right? It's like, what?
What?
It's like, you can't be serious. You literally can't be serious. You didn't do anything. Like, just say that you just want to become rich. Just say you want to become the richest person. Like, what's the point of all this BS? And why do people believe it every time? Like, say with even Elon Musk is like, oh, yeah, I want to go to Mars because I think that's the final step of humanity, you know? I'm trying to save the world. And people believed it. People were so, they were all in on it. Like, oh, man, finally, there's this billionaire who cares. And then, you know, wait 10 years. Oh,
he just has a power fetish, but, you know, he just wanted control. And, of course, Earth is already kind of set. So it's like, oh, I want to go to Mars so then I can be king of Mars, basically. Like, you can read through it. You can read through that mess.
It just doesn't make sense. That's why I always say this thing about even the charity. Like, they're not even, these people aren't even donating that much. Like,
ratio wise. Like, yeah, the numbers are big, but you can't be like, oh wow, he donated 1% of his wealth. Like, for me to be impressed, I'm not even saying donate. Because screw these donations. Like, that's like a hands-off approach. I want to see them freaking building crap. Like, actually hands-on doing stuff. Not just, oh, I'm going to give it away to this anonymous source. Like, what the heck? To me? Like, say, if I became a freak, well, when. I'll say when. Screw you. When I become the richest person in the world, I'm not going to say some bullcrap like, oh, yeah, I plan to donate it, you know, donate it away, you know. I really believe in this effective altruism, you know. I plan to give away all my money. You know, my children aren't going to get any of my money. I plan to give it all away once I die. It's like, oh, like, there's only two options. I think there's only two options. Either you're rich and you just be rich and shut up, or you're rich and you actively do stuff with the money. Actively. I don't care about this freaking, like, oh yeah, I'm going to give away, I'm going to donate out in the span of 10 years, a span of 3 decades, I plan to give away 50% of my wealth. It's like, shut up. You're not doing anything. So just shut up. I want to see in the span of 2 years doing some crazy stuff if you actually care. If you actually, if this stuff is actually as important as you say, you would be rushing to do this stuff. Rushing. Effective altruism. Like, what the heck? Guys, I will not be impressed by any rich person unless they start doing stuff quick. Like, this is some big time quick type stuff. I want to see people doing stuff like that where it's like, oh man. Like, you remember back when Bill Gates freaking, like, he built an entire research institute for AIDS research in 2 years. Yeah, they're still doing stuff. Yeah, that thing was expensive. He spent like $20 billion on this freaking research estate and hired some of the best people just for that. It's like, no. It's more like, oh no, he made a charity and they kind of give money to researchers. In some way, kind of. Like, screw you. That's all I wanted to say. That's all I want. This is just insane to me. This is probably going to be a mini-mini-whiz again. I mean, there wasn't really any whiz in that. There's me complaining about the insanity of rich people acting like, oh, yeah, I'm doing all this. And then when you look into it, they're not doing anything. They need to put him behind bars 150 years. There is, like, just for the fact that he acted like he was, like, some type of, like, oh, I'm one of the most philanthropic people in the world. Like, trust me. Guys, and then it turns out he was using money for himself. Like, why lie? Why even say it? Like, I get it. Because people are stupid, and that's how you get followers, or you get, like, people to brain-dead worship you just because. But I feel like it just shouldn't be a thing. All this stuff always crashes down. Your legacy is over. Like, say Elon Musk. All he had to do, like, if he actually did the stuff he... That makes me wonder, actually. Because I'm like, if these people actually did the stuff they did, they would have, I mean, I already talked about this in the freaking cult podcast before, but still, if these people did the stuff that they claimed they did, they would actually become the people that they wanted to be. Like, say with the Elon Musk, like, if he just shut up and just not said anything and just kept doing the stuff that he claimed instead of having this power trip, he would literally have become some tech god. And people would be worshiping him. Like, actually worship. Like, you'd probably be on Mars by now. And he would be God King of Mars. Because people would just be worshiping him. Like, you can even see, like, there was a point in time where you could see, like, where he was doing all this insane stuff. Like, you know, he just seemed like he was just, anything he touched was gold. He made, whatever it's called, the OpenAI. He had his hands in that. Tesla. SpaceX. There's all this other stuff that, you know, people were running to him in Silicon Valley because everything he touched was gold. And then look at him. Just like that, legacy is just turned to poop. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. But not my job. Well, maybe soon. But you know, if it was me, I'm just going to be honest with it. I will not be, I hope, my big hope, I would not be doing all this bullcrap. Either I'm going to do it or I'm not. But I'm not going to talk about it. Like, what the heck? Why talk? Like, the moment you hear someone talking all this talk about what they're going to do, like, they're constantly like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be. And you don't see any proof of it. Like, not even a second of proof. Because, like, if you wanted to do something, actually, you do it instantly. Like, let's say I'm hungry. If I'm hungry and I'm like, man, I am hungry, I'm going to order something and eat. I'm not going to be like, man, I can eat a horse. I can really eat a horse and then just be sitting there. Man, I mean, I am hungry. Let me tell you, man, if I have food, I would be chowing down. Man, I would eat the whole plate. And I'm just sitting there. No, most people, when they're like, man, I'm hungry, they get something. In the same way, if you're passionate about something, you're going to do it. You're going to do it almost instantly because you're excited. If you have the means, I mean, like, say, billionaire level. Like, I know some people just don't have the means. Like, even if they're passionate about it, they just don't have the means. But, like, billionaire level where you literally have the world in your hands and you're like, man, I really want to do something. You can do it instantly if you want it to. The fact that they don't means they're lying. That's the secret. That's the freaking secret. Don't trust any of these people. Freaking punks. Screw them. Screw you.